Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you.
Chaz and AJ News.
All right, you're going to think I'm lying, but I'm not.
You're lying!
Thanks for just getting that done now.
No problem.
Right. Why wait?
Exactly.
Top secret email shows coordination between Lamont administration and Tulsa supporters to hold a town meeting.
What?
That's one thing.
Okay.
But here's where it gets really weird.
Here's the weird part.
So I'm going to read you the subject line and then paraphrase the email here.
Okay, paraphrasing.
Top secret and urgent. This is in the subject line.
Okay.
Top secret and urgent.
Top secret.
Governor Lamont needs you, in all caps, in Westport, Tuesday, January 7th, 7 p.m.
That's
the subject line. Top secret and urgent.
Long. What did they think was going to happen when they wrote that?
Did they honestly believe that no one was going to forward this to someone that shouldn't have it?
He got a spy kit for his birthday.
Then the very first paragraph is Governor Ned Lamont, Westport, Tuesday, January 7th, to present his transportation infrastructure. Blah, 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 blah.
Did he write that? Really? You're lying.
And then after this paragraph, item number one. Do not, in all capital letters.
Do not
share any of this information on social media.
I mean, share it.
We have advance notice of this event thanks to Senator Will Haskell and Governor Lamont's office, and we want to keep that advantage over the no tolls opponents as long as possible.
Oh, Lord. What a moron. What idiots. They took inner thoughts and printed it. That's stupid.
Can you, Phil, look up town hall meeting?
Okay.
What is the definition of a town hall meeting? See, in my mind, a town hall meeting is everybody's welcome to come in and discuss what's on their mind
from that
about
town.
A particular subject that's on the floor at that moment.
Right, from that town, yes.
Right.
The baker, the butcher, everybody.
Right. Everybody's invited.
Exactly. Right.
Right.
Even the school whore.
So now, if you're trying to get legislation through and you don't have the votes, so... your idea is, well, let's hold town hall meetings to address the concerns of the people who don't want these things.
Because it's right.
Why would you not want those people at the meeting?
Right.
Don't tell the people.
Don't tell anyone who thinks this is a bad idea. Right. We're going to have a meeting about this.
Right.
Because we just want to talk about the good stuff.
Right.
Wowie.
Unbelievable.
You got the definition of town hall meeting?
From Merriam-Webster, an event at which a public official or political candidate addresses an audience by answering questions posed by individual members.
Does it say who the audience is made up of?
That's all that it says.
Yeah, well, then maybe they got us.
All this time we're thinking town hall
They didn't
meeting.
Say what audience.
Right.
They didn't say friendly or non-friendly audience. They just said audience.
Yeah, can be combative.
If this is what you're doing to build trust back after you lost all trust in 2019, wow. Off to a good start, Governor.
Resolution's working well. I'm going to get their trust.
Trust?
What I'm going to do. And
trust.
I'm going to tax their trust.
Wow.
Like I do in Rhode Island. I tax a big trust.
Yeah,
holy
trust me on this.
Crap.
I'm going to be trusted.
This guy is so shifty.
Mm.
But he used to be good at being shifty.
Yeah, not even good at it.
Yeah, no.
He was good. I love this. This was him on Face the State with Dennis House. Dennis House trying to pin him down.
I narrowed it to trucks.
So you don't foresee a toll on ordinary drivers?
I don't foresee that at all.
Is that a pledge you want to make today that will not happen?
That's a pledge that not going to happen.
That's a pledge. Not going to happen.
That was a Jedi trick.
That is amazing. That is amazing deceivery. That's ninja. That's a pledge that's not going to happen.
This is not the droid you're looking for.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
There's nothing to see here. You can go ahead.
This one is low level stuff.
Mm. I was low as him. Shifty minus the F.
And then, you know, it probably took about a second after this was blasted out to everyone for the wrong people to get it. I got it real early. I think I got it Friday. You know, and then everybody started sending it to me.
Of course.
And, yeah, how long before they sent, they pressed send, did it show up on social media, and then somebody is,
did you put not in bold caps? Damn it! I just saw it on social media. Damn it! I heard Chaz got it. Damn it!
That's two damn it.
Oh, this is a Chaz and AJ Facebook page. Oh, let me look.
Damn it! what does town hall meeting mean? Damn it!
Now they can't have this. They can't have the town hall meeting, right?
I don't know anymore with them.
You can't.
This was stupid. I don't know.
All right. Then the governor's office had a response. The governor's office put out a statement saying the governor had been in contact with Haskell and multiple agency advocacy groups about a possible town hall for this Tuesday. Quote, there appears to have been a miscommunication from one of these groups as to the governor's commitment to this event, as it is always difficult to make the date and time of the town hall work with the governor's schedule. Oh, come on.
Blah, 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 blah.
Damn it!
There you go, see?
You know what? You have to, when you screw up this bad, you have to own it.
You gotta.
Do. You have to own it. Just own it.
Damn it!
It just looks worse.
It's worse.
These folks can read?
Damn it! Yeah, more of what you've come to expect from Hartford. Mm. Nice job.
Way to go.
If that doesn't prove he's just fighting for himself. He doesn't care about what the public thinks.
No.
Because he doesn't trust them enough to show up and support him enough. He's got to pack the house with ringers to feel like, oh, this is going to work now.
He's trying to get legislators to say, oh, people are in support of this, so therefore I will vote for it.
Right.
This is not how you do that. You really have to, you actually have to get people, the public, on board.
Right. A little work involved here, sir.
There might be something there to party invites that we just learned. Tell people not to share it.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to pack this out. I don't know what to do. Tell everyone not to share
you
it.
Don't show up.
Watch what happens.
Have they never had a keg party?
Seriously. Only tell a few friends.
Like, who are all these people?
The woods are filled. Yep.
Right. What happened?
We only got one keg. I just told Ralph.
Yeah. Anybody watch the Golden Globes last night?
I gave about 45 minutes.
No, I was not. I watched the Golden Globes.
Entire thing.
The entire thing.
Yes, Ricky Gervais was awesome.
He's a master. Yeah.
He should host everything.
They should just rename it the Ricky Gervais Awards.
He's hosted 5 times, I think.
Just call Ricky, roast everybody.
Yeah, he really did a great job.
He did.
Like the Oscars are Oscar. These should be the Rickies.
The Rickies.
Yeah.
I like when he told everybody, look, you don't know what life is like. Don't come up here and preach to people at home. Just come up, get your effing award, and shut the F up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was what everyone sitting at home was thinking.
Yes, thank you.
You know, thank you for saying it.
Yep.
Do we have a clip of that? First
clip. You all look lovely, all dolled up. You came here in your limos. I came here in a limo tonight, and the license plate was made by Felicity Huffman. So, no. Shush. Lots of big celebrities here tonight. I mean, legends, icons, yeah? Look, at this table alone, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, Baby Yoda. Oh, that's Joe Pesci, sorry. I love you, man. Don't have me whacked. The Irishman was amazing. Long, but amazing. It wasn't the only epic movie. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, nearly 3 hours long, Leonardo DiCaprio attended the premiere, and by the end, his date was too old for him. So...
Yeah, you want the other clip.
Which one?
The other clip from Ricky Gervais.
All right.
Apple roared into the TV game with a morning show, a superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and...
I love that any time they said something like, oh, he'd be like, oh, shut up.
Just tell me, yeah, shut he'd up. Be like, shut up, this is my last one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Loved it.
And then they would show the facial expressions of the crowd.
Oh, my God.
Not laughing.
No.
Tom Hanks, after that one, had a shocked look on his face.
Like, oh. I think he soiled like, himself. Oh. I think he crapped himself.
Yeah. Greg from Shelton.
Hey.
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 AJ, the crew. What crazy day. We were home from school on a snow day. My brother's going to kill me for telling this story over the air, but too bad. We were home
this
on a
school
day.
This is the morning of funny laughs.
Yes, it is. Some intentional number.
I don't know what the heck we were doing, but we had a bullet in the house. My brother says, what happens if we light it on fire? I don't know. He gets a pair of pliers. We go to the stove. We're both standing there watching this thing. Next thing you know, the thing blows up and it's gone. We don't know where it went. Whatever happened to it, we could never find it. Never found it.
Was it facing
up? Where it shot. Neither one of us got shot. We're still here.
Well, that's good.
Was it facing upwards, downwards, side to side? Just follow that way.
Right.
The hole will tell you.
We don't know.
Did you find the casing?
Nothing. There was nothing left.
None.
Swear to God, to this day, we don't know what happened.
What kind of bullet was it? What caliber?
I couldn't even tell you. I was 5. He was 12. I have no clue.
Ask your neighbor. What came through the house?
You know, there was that neighbor who was pulled out on a stretcher
exactly,
like hours
right?
later. I was always wondering what happened.
Right.
The poor old lady on either side of us, probably both dead.
You're all broken up, but I can see.
I love your laugh. Okay.
Oh, my God.
You're in the running for the tickets.
All right, guys. Have a good morning.
All right. Thank you. You too. Wow.
Amazing.
See, this is what kids do when they're left unattended.
And bored.
Hey, what do you think this bullet will do if we light it on fire?
I don't know. We'll find out. It disappeared.
Derek.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay.
Good morning. Okay, first thing. I was always running with an older crowd. And with that crowd, they were always getting carted.
Story. Start at the end. Start at the end.
I bought all their beer and booze. They give me the money. I go in.
How old were you?
13, 14, 15.
So you were 13 years old. So the drinking age was 18 then, right?
Roughly.
Okay.
18, 21, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, which one was it?
They were always getting carded.
It's not the same thing. 18 and 21 is different.
Yeah, it's like 3 years.
No, it was 21. This was in the late 80s.
And you were 13 buying beer.
I was 16 in 89. I remember that. Okay. Yes.
You have a full beard back then?
Absolutely.
There you go.
I went all the way down
kids,
my back.
Kids, if you were thinking about drinking at a young age, you could hear the effects.
Exactly.
Not good.
This is what happens.
Yeah, this is what happens, kids.
No.
Don't do it.
I drove. So they just, I was always driving. That's fine. Hey, you going to give me money?
It's like a puzzle. We just throw it on the table. It's like, all right, we'll just put the pieces together for you.
This one doesn't
fit. You don't have to put them in order.
We're missing one piece, though, over here.
All right, Derek, thank you. All right, kids, if you ever thought about drinking at a young age, well, you could hear why you shouldn't do that.
There you go, see?
You're welcome.
Adult things you did at a young age. I fired a gun at 7.
Nice.
Wow.
But it was supervised.
Oh.
So 22.
Yeah.
That's still wow.
That's big, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't do it till 31.
Right.
So. This is true. And it disappeared. The bullet disappeared.
Yeah. When I was 9 for Christmas, I got a single shot 22.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is, you put the bullet in, it's click, click, ping, and then you got to click, click,
Reload.
Another bullet.
Yep.
And I'm with all these guys, you know, my brothers and uncles and father. I'm like, ping, 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 ping. Hold on. Here I go. Ping.
A sunflower seed had more velocity being spit out.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would have been better off with a daisy pump action.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right. How about you?
I poured a beer at age 7 and drank it.
Really?
Yeah, my mom was painting my grandmother's house, and she used to drink the old Knickerbocker beer, the old steel cans.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, so she
you
had...
You could kill someone with one of those cans.
You could. She had. You can park a car on top of it. It wouldn't bend.
Right.
But she was having a beer, and she had another one that was still close. I walked up behind her. She was playing some music. She didn't hear me. I popped it open.
What did the music sound like?
You like Puerto Rican music, right? So while everything's going up, you couldn't hear me open this steel can of beer, and I poured it, and I drank it. The thing is going to taste like ginger ale. I drank it. Halfway through, I realized how vile this stuff tastes, and I just kind of chucked
Alfred,
it.
Alfred, get off those monkey bars.
Why did you do it to my beer? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She's too busy laughing. She's pretty half in the bag anyway, so.
The next thing you know, you're hanging off the chandelier, throwing your crap around.
Pretty much, yeah.
Chaz and AJ News.
Hello. Senator Blumenthal at 7:30 in studio. We got to talk to him about Iran.
The senator, they should start running. Iran so far away.
All right. We could do that.
Yep.
Or we could talk to him about killing a general with a drone.
There you go. See? Good stuff.
I'm curious as to when he found out. How he found out. Did he turn on the TV?
He saw pieces flying.
Yeah. Damn it!
Exactly.
All right. Lori Loughlin, you know who she is? Full
yes.
House, Fuller House. So then she was caught in that college admission scandal.
Yeah.
She hasn't gone to trial yet.
Huh?
But she hired a prison consultant to help her be prepared to enter prison.
Studying for the role.
Yeah.
Like good actresses always, they want to know, what's right. my motivation?
You got to do your research.
What would they do? Exactly, right.
It's one of those headlines you see and you're just like, what?
So you get a tattoo on her forehead, your neck,
well,
like
why
that.
Would you let this out?
Right.
It's one thing to say, get me someone on the phone who's been to prison that could help me through this. So I want to know what I'm in for.
Right.
It's another to release that information. Like, how does it benefit you to release the information?
Let everybody know you're preparing for prison.
Now, did she,
I still prepare for all of my roles.
She
I
does.
Take all of them seriously.
It's the toughest role of my career.
Well, it said top secret email.
So. Yeah, exactly.
It did, yeah.
They sent Lamont's office by accident.
Now, the other one is already done, right? Felicity Huffman or whatever. Isn't she already done?
I think so. I think
in and out.
I think she did her time. Yeah. Yeah.
This is
time.
This is the Pettit Clemens thing. They both got caught doing steroids. One said I used it to come back from an injury. The charge went away.
Yep.
And then Clemens fought it tooth and nail, went in front of Congress, and just it dragged on.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Felicity Huffman kind of, you know,
did her time, walked away.
11 days she did. She's already out. She was out in like October, November.
Fully cooperated.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. I think does this seem like a bit. It doesn't seem like it's worth sending a person to prison for.
They say it could be up to 45 years.
What?
Yep.
No.
Yep.
What?
What? Yep.
And I wonder if she's talking to this prison consultant to see how bad it'll be to help her determine whether or not she should make a deal with the prosecution.
Right.
Yeah. Because they probably have time on the table for her.
Right.
All right. We're going to give you this. You know, you just say guilty and we'll give you this. You're looking at 45, but we'll give you this.
Right. From Fuller House to the Big House.
Yeah.
Da, so da, da, da.
What would she learn from a prison consultant? We asked Lori to come on. Her dad spent time in prison. How long was he in prison?
For about 30 years.
30 years.
Wow.
It's a long time.
What did he do or what was he accused of doing?
Murder 3 people.
Oh, okay. They'll do it.
Murdered 3 people.
Was an overdue library book. Nope.
I'm sorry. I said it was Lori. It's Lynn. Hey.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We're disguising you.
Right.
Yeah.
Did he murder 3 people or was he framed?
He was basically there at the scene, and the person that did do it admitted to it, was off on self-defense. But the way the law is down in that particular area, they kept him, and he was on death row for several years. And then in the regular, I forgot what they call
it. General population?
Population, there you go, yeah, for the remainder.
Wow. And did he ever get out, or is he in now?
No. He died in a prison hospital.
Oh. Sorry.
Bummer.
Yeah, thank you. It was very tough. Yeah.
And do we want to mention the famous person he was in prison with?
He was in prison with Ted Bundy, and I met Ted Bundy several times, not wanting to. So it was quite the experience. Several times over several years.
So you're there to visit your dad, and then there's Ted Bundy in the visiting area?
In the visiting area, like the next table over.
They say he's a very, very charming man.
Well,
he's very charming. He stared a lot at me. It was not comfortable.
Yeah, all right. So you're an attractive young girl, and he's like looking over at you, and boy, that had to give you
chills.
The creeps.
Yep.
Yeah, it was all new to us going there, you know, with my dad. So learning the ropes at the age of 18, was, you know, not really the experience I wanted to have at the age of 18. You worried about your father, and then you worried about yourself, and, you know, the whole process of, you know, visiting, and it's just not fun. So I don't, I don't wish any bad things on Lori Loughlin or her family, but, they're not going to have a good time or an easy time doing this.
Knowing what you know, what should she know?
I honestly really think that, you know, instead of hiring this expert, she should know a little bit more about, psychological illnesses. There's a lot of people in prison who are manipulators. They have antisocial personality disorder. Also, I think that she's really setting the bar. Setting the tone of who she is. And if you think about it, that's all she's done was buy her way through things. And inmates are going to be onto that. And they're going to probably try to manipulate her and get her money as well.
Oh, wow.
I'll protect you if you
make sure a good point. She buys her kids into school. She's buying a consultant to help her through prison.
She's got cash.
She feels like money can buy you things.
Right.
Yes.
Prisoners are going to zone right in on that.
Yeah.
So there's.
Yeah, so she's setting the tone.
Wowie. All right. Yeah. And then what else? Just, you know, here you are day one. What do you do?
Stay away from people. Don't make eye contact. Don't ask questions about other people. Let them learn about you and your own behaviors that you're there just to do your time and hopefully get out. I agree with you, though, Chaz. I don't think she should go to jail for this. I don't think anybody should go to jail for this. But we don't know the California system and what they're going to do. They're pretty strict.
Right.
Yeah.
Any other advice you'd have for her based on your experience and your dad's experience?
So many experiences. Yeah. She's in for it with food. Food is disgusting.
Yep. It's what they give you. What you order.
And not even her herself, but the visitors. I mean, literally we would have to go to like a food machine, like you guys have at work, your soda machine. There's machines all over, and the sandwiches in there are disgusting. There's like chicken sandwiches. I swear I've seen the actual chicken foot in it. It's so gross.
Wow.
That's the extra stuff.
Yeah.
That's a deluxe.
Me and my sisters used to joke about it. It's so gross.
It's got beak in it.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. So the food, I mean, she's not going to have, think about it. There's prison soap, prison toilet paper, prison shampoo. There's no makeup. There's no hair dye. So she's going to be really uncomfortable.
And prison toilet paper is like one ply.
Being a visitor to a prison, so that had to be a maximum security prison your dad was in if he's near and with Ted Bundy, right?
Yes. All right, Florida State Prison.
What was it like getting into that prison for you as a visitor?
Well, first off, I developed extreme fear of the law, extreme claustrophobia because of it. Going through, you know, several gates that lock behind you with these razor blade barbed wire, several gates, several metal heavy doors that are slamming behind you.
When you enter, are you in a bus that's a state bus?
You're walking
you're
in.
No.
You're in your vehicle?
Yeah, there's parking lots in there.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Yeah. And they check you. They even, you know, checked our underwear. It was really, you know, invasive. It was horrible. then more gates close. You go down this really dark hallway, obviously no windows, another dark hallway, more slam doors. And then you finally get to the visiting area where they were. And it's just like in the middle of the whole prison itself. It's so isolated. It's really scary. And forget about getting sick or having, again, like a panic attack. You can't get out. You can't, even as a visitor, you can't leave until they're ready to let you leave. They have to set it all up so they can walk you out.
Wow.
Out by appointment, probably, yes.
And how long do you get to visit?
6 hours.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
It's a long time. Yeah.
How long were you sitting there when Ted Bundy was staring at you? How long did that happen?
Well, my father told my sisters and I that he was right behind us. And we turned around. He's like, yeah, don't stare. Like, don't stare. But we couldn't help it.
Right.
So it was within minutes.
Wow. And then, so you guys were there together for a long period of time?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mm. On several occasions, you know, because you would visit on Saturdays and Sundays as often as we could get down there, and then, you know, to Florida, and then over the years until my father went to population.
Right.
And then he went to population before Ted Bundy was executed.
Oh.
And then did your dad ever get into any prison fights or?
He protected me and my sisters. He never told us, but I would see scars on his hands and things. And then there were times when, because they were allowed to call you collect a certain amount of times, and there were times I didn't hear from him, so I assumed there was something wrong, but he would never, ever tell us that anything happened.
Yeah. Wow.
Got you.
It sounds like he was a good man who was in the wrong place at the wrong time and paid dearly for it.
It's really sad because, again, the person that admitted to doing it got off on self-defense.
Wow, so weird that your dad had to do 30 years.
Mm-hmm. It's gone, yeah.
And the guy
Until
who did
died.
It got,
yeah.
Right. Basically a life sentence.
Yeah, bizarre world.
It was. He was literally so ill in the hospital. He was intubated, so obviously he was, you know, sedated. And they still had him shackled to the bed while he was dying.
Wow.
It's horrible.
Wow.
It is.
Any other advice for Lori Loughlin? Should she
talk to Martha Stewart? Talk to Snoop Dogg.
There you go. See,
big things. I honestly think that Martha Stewart befriended Snoop Dogg because they're so friendly right now, and I think he helped her through. But you never know,
right?
And she has street cred now too.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for coming on and sharing, Lynn. Appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
Right.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. Well, lots to talk about. Iran and. All sorts of things. Announcements coming. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. United States Senator Richard Blumenthal in studio. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Great to be with you in the New Year. Thanks.
How did you celebrate the holidays?
I celebrated New Year's by having dinner at home with my wife.
What'd you eat?
Cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers.
Seriously?
Nice.
Would I lie to you
Living
on the
I don't
air?
Know. Right.
I don't know.
Will they take out cheeseburgers?
Not about cheeseburgers.
You don't seem like a cheeseburger guy.
That's my favorite meal.
What?
Really?
With a bun?
With a bun.
Nice.
Mm. All right, so that's when you're indulging.
Right.
You'll have a cheeseburger with a bun.
He's carbon.
Because you don't look like a bun guy.
Tomato and lettuce. And a bun.
Ketchup?
It depends on how good the burger is. You know, if it needs ketchup.
On this particular night?
No.
Oh, so they were good.
My wife made the cheeseburgers. Okay. They're always good.
Really?
And she's listening right now, so.
I just feel like you have someone who does all that for you. You don't? Like your wife's in there with the burger, making them.
Is she making her own patties? And she's like patties?
I picture him having people.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, but then again, he walks around by himself.
This is true.
He goes to the events
do
by
you
himself.
See people around me?
No,
right
I don't. No, not right
You're
now.
Right.
No.
Did
You're
you
right.
see people downstairs when I was trying to get into the building? And Phil came to rescue me. I was out there for 10 minutes
I
crawling.
Heard, God damn it, my
And Phil came down to rescue me. Thank you, Phil.
So when you had this cheeseburger on New Year's Eve, were you in blue shirt with the tie?
No. No.
Party
what
mode.
Does I was in a casual sweatshirt. Senator Blumenthal look like? A sweatshirt?
Yep.
Sweatshirt. Wow.
Like a sweater? Or a sweatshirt?
Just a regular sweatshirt.
Really?
Oh, man. Yeah.
This one happens to say swim across the sound.
Oh, okay.
Because I do the swim a lot of years. I didn't actually swim this year, but I was out there, and they have great sweatshirts, and it's a wonderful organization.
Oh,
they
wow. Sweatshirt.
Raise a lot of
I've
money.
I've never seen you
cause.
Anything.
Swim across the Sound.
Right. A suit and tie.
Sweatpants, funny slippers, yep.
Well, so you just haven't.
A cheeseburger.
Actually, you have seen me in a clown suit.
Oh, that's right.
How
right.
soon they forget. Right. You know, there I right. was at that's Smilo right. in a clown
you
suit.
You had a suit on underneath it, though.
Right, you did.
Well, I didn't take off all my clothes to get into the clown suit.
That's my bucket list, by the way, for 2020. See Senator Blumenthal naked.
Not the kind of senator.
I thought you were going to say
wait, that came out wrong.
This will be a long new year.
Yes, it will.
So you're sitting there. So, AJ, if I saw a video of this, I would say they imposed his face
yes.
onto this person. So yes. it's Senator Blumenthal in a sweatshirt eating a cheeseburger
exactly.
on New Year's Eve.
Right.
And then we watched, if the truth be known, we watched the marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Have you seen that?
No. What is that?
My wife loves, it's a series.
Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we watched a few episodes of that until it got to be close to midnight and I had to struggle to stay awake. And
so you were up at midnight?
I would say I was up because I don't drink. So
right.
But I was up.
Does your wife drink?
No.
Oh.
The bowl
I mean,
drops.
Once in a while,
it's
she'll have a little bit of wine.
It's easier if but, both yeah. don't drink because it's hard if one's a...
One's loud.
One's really drinking and the other one's not. That's tough.
Yeah, you become annoying then, yes. Right. The ball dropped and so did he.
Right, right. Because I have a friend who doesn't drink. And then when he's around us, it's got to be tough for him because we're saying the same joke over and over. Isn't that the funniest thing ever? Nah, like, not really.
Wasn't funny the first time.
Maybe the first time, not 30.
I laughed at one time. Remember, you saw me.
Well, my children were not with me, but they drank. Actually, not a lot, but the reason I stopped drinking was my son, Matthew, who's now almost 34, when he was 6 or 7, came home from school, and I was having a glass of wine, and he said, Daddy.
Daddy was hitting the bottle.
He
got home from school, so like 3 o'clock.
He said, alcohol is bad for you. I said, well, Matthew, you know, everything in moderation, a glass of wine.
Exactly.
It's okay.
Right.
And he said, no, Daddy, my teacher told me alcohol is bad for you.
For the kid, yeah.
And so.
not for Daddy.
So I said, okay, Matthew.
No, for Daddy, it's okay.
Yeah, the teacher
I'm going to make a deal with you. I will never have any alcohol again as long as you never have any alcohol. So he made that deal.
Wow.
He doesn't drink either?
And is he still good on that deal?
No. Matthew went through college.
Right.
He went.
Exactly.
He was in the Marine Corps. I wouldn't expect
yeah, that's right.
he
right,
would so have you, gotten yeah. through all that without. But, you know, he's a very fine young man.
Yeah. Let's hit happy hour on the way out. Come on.
Right. When's the last time you had a drink?
That night.
That was it.
And how many years ago was that?
Let's see. If he was, I'm not sure exactly how, 7, and he's now 33.
Yeah, so
math.
26.
Man. Yeah.
26 years ago.
That last one was a doozy.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Well, that's my resolution, have a drink with you this year.
Exactly. How can you be in the Senate and not have a drink? I want to have a drink every time I see a Senator.
All right, we got to get to some serious stuff here. Senator Richard Blumenthal's in studio, and if you have anything you need him to cut the red tape for you, call in 1-877-764-2535. Senator Richard Blumenthal in studio. I don't know if you heard about this, sir, but an Iranian general was killed by a United States drone.
I heard about it.
Oh, how did you find out?
I was watching the news on Thursday evening.
What was your reaction to that, finding out by watching the news?
Well, normally we receive some briefing when there is a major military action. As a member of the Armed Services Committee, I'm frequently briefed in some way or given an alert that something is going to happen or actually given classified information, depending on where I am. So I was pretty astonished.
Were you in Connecticut or D.C.?
I was in Connecticut.
You're in Connecticut. You turn on the TV. You see this.
Exactly.
Yeah. Obama used to pick off people with drones all the time, but this is a different level because it's a general.
Well, this is a member of a military of a foreign government, as opposed to
right. So that rises
Bin Laden
to a different level.
Or Al Bagrav or what right. any
so
other.
So the Bin Laden raid, did you know that was coming?
We did not, but okay. I was not in the United States. Well, I was in the Senate, but we didn't know in advance that it was coming.
Right, because that's the kind of thing you want to keep secret.
Surprise! Exactly.
Seems like that you want to keep secret, too. Was right. it one shot that took him out, or were there several shots?
With them.
With the general.
There was one...
One shot.
Drone shot. There may have been more than one rocket used, but...
But it was one
it
shot
was
took
one,
out a car.
One got him.
Exactly.
How long did it take from the time the shot was fired to the time it was confirmed that it was the general? And who confirms that? Did we have someone on the ground there? It seems like it's like two things. One, you have to have someone there to say,
okay, he's in the car now.
Right. So we have a spy, right? So someone was over there and said, he's in the car. It's that car.
Right.
Go time. Right.
Well, here's the thing. As you know, I've been in Connecticut since the raid, which was on Thursday. So here we are Monday. We still have no information from the Pentagon or from the White House about actually what happened. And one of the points I've made is that the president has to come to Congress. He has now filed a formal notification of the War Powers Act, but it is completely classified. So all the questions you're asking, which are very, very good questions, may be in that notification. They may be known to the Pentagon. I expect we will receive a briefing, a classified briefing. But my point is we need a public hearing so that there are answers to exactly these kinds of questions and where we go from here. Why now? What's next? How close are we actually to war? And what is the strategy to avoid stumbling?
That general was a bad dude, though, right? Like, he was everybody agrees.
More
that,
than a bad dude. He was really a terrorist.
He's evil.
Mastermind. Yeah. Exactly. He was a menace, evil. He had blood on his hands, American blood on his hands. The question is not whether we should mourn for him. There's no
right.
tears to be shed.
No.
Where do we go from
how
here?
It happened and now what? Right. So what was your first reaction? Were you pissed or, relieved or a little bit of both? Like, oh, good. They got him, but damn, we should know about this kind of stuff.
I was, first of all, riveted to the TV.
Yeah.
Trying to know what the details were. I immediately called my staff in Washington to ask whether they had any advance word because it's a holiday. It was right. right after the New Year's, and maybe they were trying to get me, and I wasn't available.
Right.
But no, there was no advance word. And then we began trying to piece together exactly what had happened from the news reports. And I was talking to reporters on the phone who thought they knew something more, wanted to confirm it. I had to admit I had no inside information.
Right after something like that, do we go into a higher state of whatever? Like, do you guys and girls in the Senate get more protection? Is there a higher state of alert in the country now?
I would say that our law enforcement is more vigilant in some respects right. without going into what normally happens
gotcha.
In this kind of situation. But they're likely to be more vigilant in places that are considered soft targets.
Right.
Because
they said they had 32 sites in the United States that they would consider for retaliation. Are any of those sites known to be in Connecticut?
Well, I'm not going to go into where the sites are or are not.
But do you guys know what the 32 they're talking about?
I know what, you know, there are various different lists. Different agencies have right. different lists. Different right. law enforcement agencies consider different areas to be higher or lower risk targets. But combined with those risks, of course, there are the attacks on places of worship that have been occurring.
Right.
And the anti-Semitic violence.
What do you think the chances are that Iran would retaliate knowing that this president would come back with him at probably 10 or 20 times what they do? You know, this guy doesn't seem like he would pull any punches.
No.
There will be some retaliation. I think it's likely in some form, but it is more likely to be through the proxies, militias, the
stuff
surrogates.
Not tied to them directly.
That is very possible. But of course, you know, Iran right now is likely going through exactly this kind of calibration. And the danger that I see, and it's typically the way nations get into wars, somewhat the way we got into the Iraq war, is through miscalculation.
Right.
On their part or on our part. And I just, my greatest fear right now is another major military confrontation, another endless war.
Yeah.
We've been at war for 20 years. I went to the coming home ceremony on Saturday for
National Guard.
Our National Guard. Yeah. And, you know, I recalled with them the first ceremony that I attended almost 20 years ago when we thought that war would be quick, easy, over, done. You come back, and here we are.
Well, hopefully, if we stay in the moment, hopefully Iran just says, all right, we have an opening for a general now.
Exactly right.
Let's move on.
They're going to hire a coach.
We'll stomp our feet a little bit, but we don't want to mess with this country.
Exactly.
And I think that's an important point because, remember, this country, compared to any other country on the face of the earth right now, is so much more powerful, and particularly so with Iran, as much as they may engage in this heated rhetoric, we are immensely powerful. They will replace that general with another.
Right.
They already have.
Yeah.
And
they call him next.
They have now said they're withdrawing from the nuclear agreement. We may be expelled from Iraq. My greatest fear, in addition to major war, is the resurgence of ISIS.
Right.
Because the chaos in Iraq opens the way for ISIS again. Yeah. And we will beat ISIS again, but the toll, the cost in lives and treasure is likely to be great.
I know you have an announcement coming up. We have four people on the line. We're going to grab their numbers so your office can contact them and cut some red tape for them. But you have an announcement coming up today on e-cigs?
We are urging that the FDA ban all flavors in e-cigarettes. The president has announced that he will support banning all flavors except menthol. I think it's very important to ban menthol as well. His announced steps fall short, I think, on the issue of the open tank or refillable cartridge issue. I think flavors ought to be banned for them, too. We face a continuing epidemic in vaping, e-cigarettes among high school students. 1 in 4 vape regularly, and the effects of nicotine, put aside the THC and the other contaminants that may be introduced. But nicotine addiction, I think, is a major problem in this country. So we're going to be urging a ban on flavors and other steps to help protect against the vaping epidemic. And we're going to be joined by the State Commissioner of Public Health and other experts, the American Lung Association.
That's fantastic. Thank you for coming in. We have a date for our veterans event this year.
Wonderful.
I'm not going to announce it for a while, but I'll give it to you now so you can write it in your calendar.
Great.
Senator Blumenthal, thanks for coming in.
Always great to be with you.
Thank you, sir. Chaz and Adrian in the morning, 99.1 PLR Sports, powered by Blasius Chevrolet in Waterbury. Super agent Joe Linta on the phone. Hey.
I have determined I am 100% accurate at predicting the past.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're really good at it.
You had the Cowboys going all the way.
I'm predicting that the Patriots will go down 2 days ago.
Right.
And I had all this morning, I picked all four of the games from this past weekend, so I was good.
So you got a good record so far. You know.
Yeah, it didn't work out for the Patriots.
No.
No, I think it's tough. They're more than the offense sputtering was the defense just had been a sieve on the defensive line. And the guy from the Titans, Derrick Henry, just ate him up. The Titans offensive line did a great job. And it was more, I thought, the Patriots defense than the Patriots offense, although they did struggle also.
I like how they pulled that clock trick that Belichick did on the Jets. They pulled it on him.
The student got the teacher.
Seems brilliant now. However, if Brady got the ball back and marched the team down the field, they hit a field goal, win the game, he'd be the biggest idiot on the planet right now.
Right. One or the other.
Yeah. But he did use that to his advantage. And at that time, 6 minutes to go in the game, they're just trying to run the clock downfield, and our defense did a good job. So, you know, Vrabel's a sharp guy. Good. I know him pretty well. He's a good coach. He's really the kid. The players love him down there. So he's good for him. He did a great job. And like I said, the Patriots, you know, it's tough. They've struggled. They lost their starting center all year. Their tackle left in free agency. So Brady was with a sort of a mixed match of offensive line. So it's been a tough year for them. And credit to them for winning the games that they did win.
I knew the answer to the question, will Brady retire, the second that he threw that interception at the end of the game. There's no way he leaves the game having that be his last pass, an interception that loses the game and ends the season.
I would agree with you 1,000% on that because he's such a competitor. Obviously, doesn't need the money, but I think at this point in time, it's about for these guys that have a lot of money, it becomes more the money indicates respect more than, you know, I needed to pay my mortgage, which he obviously doesn't.
So, and that's pride.
I think it comes down to a respect issue, and the Patriots have to step up and say, okay, we're going to maybe not make you the highest paid guy in history, but we're going to put you with these other 6-7 guys who don't have nearly the accomplishments that you have.
He's in the past given up money, left money on the table so he could have a team around him.
I mean, I don't know him really that well, just through guys that have been up there and coaches, et cetera. And he's just he's a competitor, man. And, you know, the money was never a big deal to him. And it's especially not now when your wife makes, you know, a lot of money. So I think it really comes down to the competitor in him. And I agree with you 100%. I don't think he's going to want to go out with that being his last deal on the field.
You could almost hear Giselle's head hitting the glass of her private booth when that interception was thrown because she knew, I do not have my husband for at least another year.
Exactly right. All those plans she had, redoing the den. Yep.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you know what? He's done a good job to remove himself from football from like the end of the season now till, you know, the mandatory things that they have in the spring and summer. But he's done a really good job of removing himself while still staying in tremendous shape. And, you know, you can see the guy's still moving around. He's still moving around better than any of us. And, you know, you criticize about his age, but he still moves around pretty good, and he has that escapability in a pocket. He's certainly not like this new age of quarterback. But he still he takes care of himself, and I think he does have another year or two in him for sure, physically.
Well, not the last series, but the series before that, when they got the ball back, who didn't see him marching the team down the field and getting the field goal and winning the damn thing?
Big cliche. Like,
everybody
ending.
Saw that.
Yeah. You've seen it so many times.
Exactly.
It's like very easy to play this movie.
Right. Right. Yep.
But what people didn't see is the 10 other guys that were on the field with him who weren't the same 10 guys that won 6 Super Bowls, and that's the big difference this year.
Right. Should have been a cast.
A couple guys on the offensive line, they're skilled players. Sonny Michel's a good running back, and, you know, Edelman's banged up all the time. The kid's got the heart of a lion, but he's just always banged up and getting hit hard, and they just don't have the, you know, no replacement for Gronk. So personnel was a problem this year, a lot by injury and a lot by inaction, but you know, like I said, for them to get to where they got to with what was on the field, I thought was pretty impressive, really.
Do you think their offensive coordinator will stay?
He's probably going to look at the situations and that he gets. And when you're a head coach and you're going out there, and again, money's part of it, but the going to work every day and loving your job is really important. And if you're with a meddling owner that's going to, you know, have his hands on your shoulders every step of the way, you may not want to do it. So, you know, and these coordinators are making a lot of money. These, you know, I don't know what Josh makes, but I'm guessing, you know, they're in the $1.5 million to $2 million range right now. So it's not like they're cutting coupons anyway.
No.
So the head job is ego number one and a bump in money for sure. But, you know, how much is enough? You make $2 million a year and, you know, you guys know you get 7-figure salaries. You got it.
Well, yep. Vikings Green Bay. Well, let's go to the New Orleans game first with the Vikings. That last call or no call. What do you think of that?
Totally offensive interference in my book. I didn't really have, you know, a favorite team. I'm not a homer saying that. But when you extend your arm and cause the guy's head, you know, granted it was a big guy versus a little guy, but he cracked him in the chest and the kid's stopped in his place and his head popped back a little bit, that's enough to warrant a flag to me based on, you know, my 100 years in the business.
After what happened to New Orleans last year, how, and they rewrite the rule, and then it happens with a game-winning play, how do they not call that?
Well, this wasn't as egregious as the one last year, for sure. I mean, this was a bang-bang call. The guy, Al Riveron, who's the head of the officials in the league, came out with a statement last night. We reviewed it from every angle that we got on TV and blah, 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 and we didn't see it as a rising to the level of a foul. So, you know, it's an opinion thing there. I mean, the guy came out and took his lumps and said we looked at it and this is what we thought, right or wrong. So, but it could have gone either way for sure. I would have thrown the flag myself.
Yeah. All right. So now Vikings, Green Bay.
Well, this, you know, with the teams you have left right now, and again, in my efforts to predict the future, but next Monday I'll be able to predict the past again with perfect accuracy.
Okay, so in the past?
You got to go Green Bay, San Francisco, Ravens, and Chiefs, you know, for the final four, and then you got to go Ravens, 49ers, and then the Ravens, looking back on some of their film, and we have a couple guys on their team starting, and I'm getting a lot of, you know, insight as to where their heads are. They're going to be a tough team to beat on both sides of the ball, for sure. So Ravens, San Francisco, and Ravens winning it. And, you know, again, the day after the Super Bowl, I'll be able to give you an exact prediction.
Good. Thank you.
How close will you be able to come with the score?
On the Monday after, probably I doubt I'll be off by much.
Okay, go. Very good.
Almost
very
accurate, good. Yes.
Any other things you want to chime in on that you saw?
No, I just think that, you know, this is a macro statement, but I just think you're witnessing a generational shift of quarterbacks. Now you're seeing all these guys like Eli, Phillip Rivers, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Joe Flacco. They're kind of getting in, and they're all sort of that, you know, stand in the pocket guy that really were leaders, you know, probably 12, 15 Super Bowls between them. Starting to move and give way to these younger, more athletic, really dynamic guys like the Patrick Mahomes, the Jacksons, the Wilson. He's been there a few years, obviously. Deshaun Watson came back, brought them back. Mm-hmm. Buffalo should be kicked in the rear. They were up 16-0, and Watson did a phenomenal job in the fourth quarter bringing the Texans back. So I think we're all witnessing a generational shift of quarterbacks here. And, you know, these new guys are really exciting. And you got to bow to the old guys, but these new guys are pretty exciting.
These guys who run around, though, they're one good hit away from. I mean, I feel like we go through phases, right? So yeah. Everybody wants a guy in a pocket so we can protect him, right? And we have our guy, he doesn't get injured. And then we get a guy who runs around and no one knows what to do. It's like, hey, we want one of those.
Yeah.
And then they get hit once in the game two of the season. Right. And then they're out. It's like, you know what? Let's protect our guys.
Let's go into the pocket.
Yeah. You saw it with Teddy Bridgewater.
You're exactly
he didn't even
right.
get hit.
And what people don't, you know, if you remember, Robert Griffin, who's Lamar Jackson's backup in Baltimore, was Lamar Jackson about 4 or 5 years ago. And then he got that horrible knee injury and really never became back to himself. Mm. And is now, you know, being a backup, pretty much career backup, it looks like. But, you know, you're right. It's exciting, but they're much more prone to an injury than the other guys.
Yeah. But I think you're right with the Ravens. I just, I'm looking at who they're playing, and those teams who suffered losses, they lost to the Ravens.
Right.
No one knows what to do with them.
Kill them.
Well, I'll give you one incisive key on that game, and that is going to be the Titans running game against the Ravens defensive line. If the Titans can play keep away with the Ravens, they will have a chance. And if they run the ball the way they did against the Patriots, it should be a pretty tight game if that's the case. If not, it could be a, you know, 14-20-point win for the Ravens.
All right, Joe. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
All right. Joe Linta, NFL agent.
Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to Dumbass News at ChazandAJInTheMorning.com, please.
Yeah!
Florida man woken by another man sucking on his toes.
That'll wake you up.
Sent to us by Will Fleming.
Most.
Thank you, Will.
Most folks just use an alarm clock.
Tampa Bay's 10 News reported that the man was sleeping on his bed when he was woken by an intruder sucking on his toes.
Oh, see that? Midnight snack.
See, if I'm going to break into a house, I'm going to look for money,
exactly.
Not for toes.
Right.
The man thought he was being robbed and told the intruder he didn't have any money.
Oh.
In an uncomfortable twist in events, the intruder told the man he was there to suck on his toes.
Oh, see that? Maybe someone sent him, like a telegram.
He's seen those toes somewhere before, obviously. Hunted him down.
That's probably what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
He saw those toes and said, those toes in my mouth.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah, you don't just break into a random house. What if you don't like the toes?
Exactly. Right. Or what if they don't have any toes? You walk in, the person's missing toes. Then you're... You
know, right. Or the nails are long.
Exactly.
Or gross.
Cut your tongue. Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Blah.
You got to be selective when you're doing things like this.
Yeah. Mm. I'm here to suck your toes.
Oh. You're welcome.
Fine. How are you? Oh,
wow.
I thought it was something
what?
Weird. I thought it was something weird.
This
Thank
has
you.
To be a nightmare.
Exactly. Right.
Was it going to like... That was it? Just the toes? That was the mission?
Apparently so, yes.
Ooh, that's right. That would be a good first question.
Right.
Wait, you're here to suck just my toes,
just
right?
Just the toes, right? Because otherwise, you know, it's going to get weird.
I have a problem with that, but, it's just, I want to know what's going on.
You're
going to
start licking my soles next, and it's going to be kind of weird. I'm ticklish.
Yeah, see, that's what would happen to me immediately.
Yep.
I would just start laughing.
Exactly. Then you kick.
Yeah.
You kick, and that's
yeah, you're
you
like,
you break the guy's nose with your heel, and you go, sorry, did I get
My
you?
Big toe is stuck in his nostril.
Oh, no. I need you to sneeze. Blow real hard.
Be a weird 911 call to me.
There you go. I had a nail.
A report says that the man punched the accused toe sucker.
Oh.
Forced them outside where they began the fight.
I punched that TS. You toe sucker.
The intruder told the other man that he had a gun.
Oh.
And tried to fondle him.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Right. Just get his number sometime.
I don't want a toe in my mouth ever.
No.
Dude's toe, no.
Yeah, girl's toe, dude's toe, no toes.
Gotcha.
I'm a no-toe person.
Yeah, gotcha. I've never put a toe in my mouth.
You're a no-toe zone, yes.
I'm a no-toe zone.
What am I doing when you're a little kid? Little kids do things like that. Right. With babies.
So you're okay with chicks' toes in your mouth?
Yeah. Well, it's clean.
Right.
Okay, this is awkward.
Now, is it just... So what do you base this on? Just the... The female foot has to be nice, right?
Yeah.
Does the rest of it have to be nice or just the foot?
Well, you'd like it to be the rest is nice.
Right.
But if
you're in a scenario, right?
Uh-huh.
Is it just the foot or the whole thing has to be nice?
The whole thing preferably be nice.
Is there a favorite toe out of the five?
I don't know what you're asking me for.
Well, what would be your preference? Where would you start?
I would think you just go with all of them.
All at the same time?
No, one at the same time. My mouth ain't that big.
One piggy at a time.
Exactly, right. You kind of do this little piggy, I guess, in reverse or forward, whatever.
And then what do you do with them? Like, once they're in there?
I suppose you suck.
I don't know. It just seems wrong.
Hey, folks do weird things.
So you lick them?
It's a weird world. You know,
I would imagine one's tongue and the toe become friends.
Wait, what's this now?
Well, the tongue is involved, right?
Well, yeah.
Right.
AJ, tell us what you do with these toes.
So
would you start with the pinky and work your way up?
Or do you start
with the big one and work your way down?
You go from the leader and head back.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you start at the top and work your way down.
Just a little piggy backwards. Yeah.
Okay. So what's the first thing you do? You put the toe in your mouth, then what do?
And you suck.
All right, you suck. Like you're sucking on a bottle.
Okay. Everybody has their own technique.
You're going up and down, or you're keeping the toe in your mouth at the same level.
You listen to your heart.
Oh, all right.
And,
I got you.
And how much alcohol you had.
Right. You just listen to how whatever you feel.
Exactly right.
It's like...
Is there a manual for making love? No.
It's like being a guitarist in a jam band.
Exactly.
You're just going to just go with it.
It's
You're
going to
go... It's free form.
It's free form.
All right. So you put the toe in, and then whatever happens, happens.
Exactly right. And that's what you do.
All right. And then what makes you decide to go like, all right, this toe's had enough, and now I'm going to the next one?
I guess when you start feeling to get wrinkly.
When you make it, when you turn it into a raisin.
When you get into that pruny stage, yeah, like you just got out of the bathroom, the bathtub.
Right.
Yeah.
The bathtub, yeah. Yeah.
Well, is it one toe straight to the other toe, or what about the in-between toe? Is that, you know, there's a little in-between section there.
Again, what do you feel?
Oh, I see
like?
What you're saying.
Yeah, whatever you feel.
You take care of that tween?
Yeah, like whatever you feel, yes.
Right. Is that a yes?
Yeah.
Because you can't suck that. You'd have to lick that.
Right.
So you go from the big toe, you lick the tween, then you go to the next toe.
Yeah, I would imagine, yes.
And now do you go back to the big toe,
you
or you're just
like.
Working your way straight down?
Again, you can do whatever you like. You go back and forth, you're eating a piece of corn. Yep.
Or a typewriter.
Exactly.
To the beginning.
Exactly. Right. Pretend you're writing a novel. There you go. See? Everybody has their own technique and what they do.
Hmm. And do you nibble on the toe at all? Or?
Again, it's entirely up to you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's entirely up to you. Whatever you like to do.
Now, do you do anything with the toenail?
Like what?
I don't know. Whatever it
Paint
is
it?
You do. Like, no, like lick it or...
I would imagine the toes in your mouth.
Like if it's long, would you nibble on the end?
The whole thing gets taken care of in one shot, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. And are you a big toe or a little toe person? In other words, which would be your favorite toe to have in your mouth?
There are no favorites. It's like children.
Right. They're all my favorites.
They're all there's no favorite. They're all your favorites, right. Each one is special in their own way.
But you have to do all five, right? Or you feel like the job's incomplete.
Yeah, you should.
You can't do three and then stop.
Yeah, if they're digging it, you should definitely go through.
Now, do you have to go to the other foot?
Yeah, of course.
Right, if the other foot beckons.
You're doing all 10.
You got them.
You're doing 10. If you do one, you do 10.
Exactly right.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.